T-shirt and barefoot glory. This was not a man who was dressed for the chef's table at Brooklyn Fair. "But it's your last night," I said, dropping my coat and bag to the floor and stepping cautiously across the room towards him. "Do not set yourself on fire. Do not set yourself on fire. Do not set yourself on fire. We've waited months for this reservation."
"That's true."
Alex took me in his arms and brushed my messy hair away from my face.
"So I guess I could go put on a suit, get on the subway, pay $400 for some fancy dinner, and come home still hungry. Or I could just stay here with you."
He rested his forehead against mine and smiled. I smiled back. Even now, he still gave me butterflies.
"Not a tough choice, babe."
"But what are we going to eat?" I whispered, the rumbles in my stomach threatening to eat the butterflies. "We haven't got anything in."
"It's all taken care of," he said, nodding across the room. "I'm a man of many talents."
Taking my hands in his, he led me over to our little dining table. It had been laid with more care than I thought possible. White linen tablecloth, proper napkins, single red rose in a miniature glass vase I was almost certain he'd borrowed from upstairs, and the classiest touch of all. 2 chilled bottles of Brooklyn Brewery's finest lager, with the tops already popped. The doorbell rang, and I immediately started for the door. It was an old habit I just couldn't seem to kill. What if it was post? Exciting post!
"I got it,"
Alex said, leaping nimbly through the candles and answering the front door. I vaguely heard a muffled exchange while I stood by the table, unfastening the little buckles on my shoes and taking it all in. 10 weeks. He would be gone for 10 weeks. No more kisses or romantic dinners à deux until November. Not that I was mad or sad or anything, other than extremely happy for my beloved husband. Honest. Only I couldn't remember the last time things had been so easy. All my friends were happy. My parents were off on a cruise somewhere mobile phones didn't work. My job was going well. And things between Alex and I were perfect. Well, he was leaving me for months on end to go travelling around Southeast Asia, but hey, what married couple didn't go through that on your average Wednesday? No siree, no problems here. Dinner is served. He opened the door with his foot and then kicked it closed behind him. 2 huge flat boxes in his arms, still steaming from the cool evening air. "Get your ass sat down." "Pizza!" I clapped, delighted. All my worries about how much I was going to miss him devoured by the growling in my belly. If he wasn't the best bloody husband of all time. 1 porky pineapple for me," he confirmed, moving the rose from the table to the kitchen top to protect it from the massive pizza boxes. "And 1 disgusting tuna sweetcorn, specially made for m'lady."
"You got them to make a tuna pizza?"
I gasped as I pulled back the lid and inhaled.
"Alex!"
Truly, this was a tremendous gesture of love. There were approximately 14,000 pizza restaurants in New York City, and not one of them offered a tuna pizza on their menu. Even the places that sold tuna sandwiches as well flat out refused to put canned fish on a plain cheese and tomato pizza. I'd been living in this country for 6 years, and I still couldn't understand why it was the biggest possible transgression a human could make. Buy a rifle in the supermarket? Oh, okay. Empty a can of tuna on a margarita pizza? No bloody way. I still don't understand why America refuses to embrace it, I said. Who needed a seat at the chef's table when you had an entire tuna pizza in front of you?
Because it's gross,
Alex suggested, settling down in front of his own enormous pie. And you should be ashamed of yourself? I shook my head, peeling 1 massive, slightly floppy slice off the bottom of the box, pinching the edges of the crust with my thumb and forefinger, then folding it in half. Alex watched approvingly. He'd make a New Yorker out of me yet, as soon as he got me to give up the tuna.
Firstly, they have it in Italy, where pizza comes from, I said with a mouthful of cheesy goodness. And secondly, you're defending the eating habits of a country that puts cheese in tins and aerosol cans. You can't say squirty cheese is an acceptable food and then deny a woman her tuna pizza.
Easy cheese is a basic American human right, he replied, swiping a stray smear of tomato sauce from the side of my mouth with his